Welcome to Sapphic Survival Guide, where we are queer to answer your questions. I'm Cheyenne.
And I'm Gina.
And class is now in session. Today we're going to be talking about bad dates, horror stories, and we're really like colloquially using the term horror stories because we're not trying to like traumatize you or ourselves, like reliving anything really fucked up. So we have a few questions to answer. We're going to read some of your personal horror stories that you submitted and talk about some bad dates we've been on ourselves. Can you think of any just off the top of your head? I'm sure like they'll come up throughout the episode, but can you think of any bad dates you've been on with non-men specifically is what I'd like to hear, because I like already just like assume that most dates with men are not going to go well. But
I was going to say, would say majority, like probably 90% of my bad dates were with cis men. Now I've had good dates with men, but like the bad of the bad are definitely on that side. I have, and I've mentioned like the one girl who couldn't shut up about her ex and then told me I like took too long to come. I wouldn't consider a great date. But aside from that, the only other date that comes to mind is somebody who didn't really look much like their picture. And that doesn't mean the date was bad. I think it just was like unfortunate because I wasn't as interested. And maybe that makes me like shallow, or I don't know. I just feel like you should show like accurate pictures of what you look like. And this wasn't like a weight thing or like a attractiveness thing. It was like, they just looked not like their picture. And I was like, that's weird. And I'm like turned off now.
Wait, can you say, like, you don't have to include this, but I want to know like how they look different. I'm just curious.
I think that on their pictures, they had a lot of filters, like Snapchat filters and things. And so like their face shape was different. Their smile was different. Their teeth were different. And so like, she just looked very different. I don't know how I'll explain it, but like, I guess in pictures, she seemed more like for lack of a better word, like soft features. And then in person, they were a little more like rough around the edges, which like, that's not like a bad thing, but I think she was using filters and it just like smoothed everything out too much. So then she didn't even look like herself in person. Yeah. And I was just like, it felt like weird and uncomfy is what it was.
Like
I was
not like, what you were expecting. Like,
we're not off to a good start here. And, and then she was like very quiet, and I'm pretty outgoing. I obviously love talking on a fucking podcast, and I don't need somebody to be so talkative, but I do need someone to be able to hold a conversation. And that was also not happening. Now that was like, I don't know if that was like a bad date, but that, so I'm pretty lucky if my dates excluding with men, if that's like the worst I can think of, you know what I mean?
Right. I definitely have had not great dates. Like, I guess like this one girl right before I met my girlfriend, but this isn't even like the date part, but we were like hooking up and she was like, she was singing to me and she definitely like thought she was like good. And she like started crying about her ex-girlfriend, and I had to like give her therapy for like 2 hours and like fucking console her and like talk her through it. But before that she was like singing to me, and I was like, I don't want you to sing along to the music that's playing.
How many bad sapphic dates do you think involved someone talking too much about an ex? Like 50%?
Like for me personally, or like in the history
like
of the world?
In the history of sapphicness. And
I mean, I feel
history.
Like that's just like a rite of passage at this point. Like, it's gonna happen. They're gonna get back with their ex like right after you go on a date.
That's what happened. Thank you.
Yeah, it sucks. It does suck, but like, I don't even know if I would count that as a horror story once you've been through that, because like, I feel like it's like a rite of passage.
I feel like it's minor in the grand scheme of what bad sapphic dates could be, because it's so common that it's just like, it's such a unified experience. That's what we're trying to say.
Yeah. And as much of it as it sucks, it's kind of interesting to think like, from the perspective of the girl who can't shut up about the ex, like imagine how much the date sucks for her. She's like trying to like get over someone and just like can't stop word vomiting about this other person, and like is obviously not ready to move on. And like, not saying that it's worse, but not great.
But like when I was going on dates right after a breakup, I didn't want to talk about my ex. I was like annoyed at her.
Yeah. That's
For
like when you
breaking
don't
up
want
with
to talk
me.
to them. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't like, well, I guess I wasn't like pining over her, like trying to get her back, or like I mean, like the breakup made me sad, but I didn't want to talk to someone I was trying to have sex with about
Yeah.
it.
Oh, you know what? I did just think of a bad date, and I've definitely mentioned this on the podcast before, but it was when I went over to this girl's dorm in college and she like made me read through her sad diary
Oh,
entries for
yeah.
like ever. And I was like, okay, can we put them away now? That was a bad date. I feel like there were definitely more, but that one is one that will always stand out because that was just like, why? And is this even a date at this point?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad that I haven't, I'm like obviously going out just with my girlfriend. I haven't had a bad date in a long time.
Yeah, that's a pro of being in a long-term relationship. But I mean, I guess
Yeah,
you can
our last
come
like bad date was like our dinner, like the we didn't make reservations, so we ended up waiting for like an
back.
hour or something. Like that's the worst it's gonna get now.
Yeah. Relationship privilege.
Right.
We got a few questions about dates in general. I don't think any of them are specifically about bad dates, but one of the ones we got was, what do you do when you're always the interviewer on dates or on dating apps? I want someone to ask me something. And that reminds me of what you were just saying about going on a date
Yeah.
with someone who can't help to facilitate the conversation. Do you have any
Yeah.
advice, or what do you do in those situations?
Yeah. Actually, my one friend who is dating, I mean, she's not straight, but she's dating men. I was just talking to her about dating because she was like, I feel like I'm a fun time and I can go on dates and talk to people and I'll have fun because I'm fun. But she's like, how do I know whether or not I'm having fun because of this
With
person on the
them.
date or because I'm a fun time?
Yeah.
And that's where I'm like, well, if you're asking too many questions and they're like, and this is if this is important to you, because some people don't mind being like the interviewer. Like I've seen some people where they're totally fine dominating the conversation and so is their partner. But if you're looking for more equalness, then if you feel like the interviewer, that's not the person you should be dating. 'Cause like I have felt like that before where I feel like I'm trying to keep the conversation going. I'm trying to figure out what question should I ask next because I don't want the conversation to die. There's no way there should be that level of effort. That doesn't mean you don't have to like every once in a while think of like what should we talk about next? But like if just simple things after like, hey, what are you doing today? If you're like, I don't know, they haven't asked me anything, like then it's not even, you're not getting even energy. Wait for someone who does want to ask you
True.
something. And they said they want that. So that's good. Like you should want that and you should expect that.
Yeah, I think at that point it's just kind of w waiting it out, waiting the wave out, and just waiting for someone who can fucking communicate. Because
Yeah.
I've definitely been on those dates where it's like pulling teeth to try to get like a response. And I am obviously very talkative, and some like I've definitely been in those scenarios before where I've been like, well, since you didn't ask me, this is how I would answer that. Like, I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's not ideal, especially if you are feeling uncomfortable or a little awkward or shy yourself, because I'm not always like in that headspace to be able to be like making a joke of the fact that they're not talking to me.
Yeah. One problem I used to have, which isn't the same thing as this, but I feel like I wish I'd like learned to spot this in myself sooner, is I feel like if someone asks me a question, I'll answer it and then I might ask them something back, but I think I forget to ask them the question they asked me back. So like I'll keep the conversation moving forward, but I'll forget like that some people do ask you questions because they want you to ask it
Yeah.
back. And then I'll catch it when like they're like, oh, by the way, it's like I asked this because I wanted to tell you about this. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I should have been like, oh, how about you? Even just like mundane things where I'll be like, I don't know, they'll be like, where'd you go to college? And I'll like tell them and I'll be like, oh, are you from here? Instead of asking like, where did they go to college? Like it's
Yeah.
just, I know that like sounds stupid, but I feel
No,
like
it's not stupid. I'm
that's not
laughing
the
because,
best.
yeah, no, I'm exactly the same way. And I just moved recently, and my neighbor like came over to like tell me something, and he introduced himself twice, and I did not tell him my name, but he like said it twice. So I felt like he wanted me to say my name, and I was just like, bye.
Yeah, he
So
did not
that's
have
why
like,
I'm laughing.
what's your name? Because
Yeah.
it's such a weird question.
Yeah, so that's why I was laughing because I do the same thing where after the words, I'm like, oh, they wanted me to ask them that too. Yeah. And it's not
Hindsight.
like, yeah, I feel like our social skills kind of buffer and ebb and flow. And sometimes
Yeah.
we got it, sometimes we don't. So I guess don't beat yourself up too hard if you are thinking back about dates you've been on and you're like, damn. My date
Yeah.
interviewed me and I didn't ask them anything. I would just maybe try to have like questions or figure out a way to like respond to other people's questions in a way, like moving forward, that that's not the case, because it's not fun to just talk at someone on a
Yeah.
date for the most part. Yeah.
Yep. Speaking of social buffering, how do you know if you're on a date? Like, we're both gay and eating out, and I'm going to assume they mean at a restaurant, not like sexually, but
You
that's a
stole my
hilarious,
joke. I was going to say you're eating each other
hilarious
out. May as
pun.
well just assume it's a date.
I mean, they just built that right into the question.
Right.
So is it a date if you're gay and at a restaurant? I would say, like, well, first of all, if you met on a dating app, yes. Yes, you met on a dating app. If you, like, I don't know each other in life, and then you end up in that scenario, I could see where that would be a little more confusing, especially if it's like, oh, you're just both in the same friend group. I would say to ask or to like blatantly flirt or hit on them. Because wouldn't, I mean, like, look at it this way. What, even if it's not a date, wouldn't you rather know that?
Yeah.
I'd rather know what's
Personally.
What's going on.
Yeah. Because
What's
like,
up?
then you're like, do I flirt with them? Do I not flirt with them? Am I being weird? Like, in like too flirty or not flirty
Yeah.
enough one way or the other? Do I have to
Is this my
communicate that I'm
friend
not
and I can talk about
interested?
other girls, or should I like
Right.
just be hitting on you? Like, because if you're single, like, it's not, if you,
Yeah.
and you're dating around, if then that's your friend, you can like key. But if you're on a date, then it's like, oh, well, let's get to know each other. Yeah. I feel like,
Yeah.
Well, also, what's the vibe of the conversation? Because if you are asking like personal questions rather than talking about just like overarching concepts or mutual friends, but if they're asking like, what did you do last weekend? You, how do you like this? Like personal things, then they want to get to know you. And that sounds like something romantic to me on some level.
Right. Also, I feel like if they ask something along the lines of like what your coming out story was, I feel like that's like low-key flirting, or not even flirting, but like wanting to get to know you like intimately.
Yeah.
Also, if they try to compare hand size, like you don't even have to ask at that point. Like, we're not doing that with our friends. But yeah, I think we say this all the time, but just ask. There's no way to know without asking. You can't just like assume. That's an entire like, oh, fuck, what's the phrase? My therapist talks about it all the time. When you're like, it's like mind reading, like it's like creating like it's like a mental fallacy, like mental, I don't know the phrase, but
I thought you were
basically
going to say that your therapist says when you assume you make an ass out of you and me, and I was going to be like, that's poetry
I
from your
mean
therapist.
no, but she probably would say that. But no, it's just like you can't mind read, you have to ask them straight up, or you're just
Yeah.
torturing yourself at that point. And
Yep.
if it's not a date, it's fine. You'll
Mm-hmm.
live. Yeah. So how do you remind yourself that it's just a date? Because that's another question we got from a listener.
My advice works better the older that the person who asked this question is, or in more years that have gone by since they started dating.
Okay.
I would say, think about a date that happened years ago and how little you actually think about it now, or how much it doesn't matter to you now. And just know that, like, if it's a date that doesn't go anywhere, that's how you're going to feel about it. It's going to be like a nothing memory. If it's a date that goes well, then I'm sure you'll remember it. And like, that's fun. And, you know, don't put too much pressure on yourself, but like, you know, that's a positive thing. And my thing too, and I've been saying this a lot lately, and I'm quoting, I know you're going to like laugh and say like, I didn't make this up, but like, I'm quoting a phrase that you've said before, is like,
yeah,
if it ends up being a bad date, that's just material for your memoir. You know, that's just like a
true
good story.
I'm so
it's just like
quotable.
something to tell at parties. You are.
Yeah. And also, like, it really is just a date. And I think all of the weight that we put onto it is what in turn makes it not just a day. Like, I don't know if that's too, like, I don't know, like, meta to, like, I don't know if I need to break that down a little bit more, but I feel like, yeah, it's just like, it's just a date. You're just going to spend time with this person and get to know them. And if it moves forward or if you stop talking, like, that's just what's going to happen. And you're not in control of that. You're just in control of getting to and from the experience and engaging. So
yeah, if you
I
don't
think
like him,
that's
you never
a good
have
thing
to
to keep
see
in
him
mind.
again.
Yeah, literally. You never have to see him. Block them on social media. They're gone from your existence, hopefully. So for this next little portion, I'll read some dating quote-unquote horror stories from some listeners, and Gina hasn't heard any of these yet, so just
and how horror are these? Should we have a little warning here, or are these
so
okay?
There's going to be six of them. The last two are like could be kind of triggering, so
we'll listen with care on those.
Okay. So the first little dating horror story we have is we dated for about 2 months, seeing each other every week. Then she went back to her ex. And that's just kind of what we talked about earlier, that's just like, welcome to being queer. It sucks. It's not fun. It's a
I
rite
feel
of
like exes are exes for a reason. So I feel it's also messy. But
it is so
that's
messy.
My personal opinion.
And it's like, you are not missing out because they just like let you know right away that like don't get too invested. So it sucks that it went on for 2 months, but you know, I'm glad it didn't go on for three or more. Okay. And then the next one we have is Hinge Match said she'd rate my burps from 1 to 10.
Oh, a burp rating. Okay. That doesn't bother me that much, to be honest. Like,
yeah,
I don't know, my
I mean,
girlfriend,
it's not
I
very
burp.
Sexy, but like you're like in a committed relationship, like first date, and you're like burping. Like one time I was technically on like a first-ish date. It's kind of like we had been involved and then stopped talking for a few years and then like we're back involved, but I was like on a date and she kept like burping. Oh my God, this is actually a nightmare horror story date of mine. And the girl I was on the date with, her ex showed up to the bar with her ex-fiance. So the ex and the ex's ex, and they like came over and talked to us. And then the girl I was on the date with was like burping, and the ex was like, stop burping in front of her. Like, that's so like inappropriate and rude. And I was just like,
oh my God,
I feel set up right now. This is so fucking weird. But it did make great meme material. But but I know
God,
my situation.
Yeah.
But in that moment, I was just like, what the fuck is happening?
Actually, oh my
and
God,
it wasn't even like in my city, like it was like in a different state.
I would hate that though. I don't want it, like if you're on like a newer date and then their ex is there, I'm like, already too messy for me. I'm out.
Yeah, it was messy as fuck. Okay, so the next horror story we have is we kissed all night, said we had a crush on each other for a while, moved abroad the next morning. And that just sounds like you're not emotionally available. Like I know someone who moved across the country, and like while she was road tripping across the country, she told my friend that she like had a crush on her, and my friend was like, I don't know what you want me to do with that now,
yeah,
as you're like
fuck?
Almost across the country. So I feel like it's just like, I'm willing to be vulnerable now that like nothing can actually come from it, kind of thing.
It's
that's
a cop
kind
out.
Of what that yeah exactly. And like I'm glad you had like one last hurrah or one first and last hurrah with this person. But yeah, it seems like one or maybe both of them just like weren't ready to actually be together. So it was convenient that it happened right before moving abroad. So this next one we have is went on a brunch date with a girl I hooked up with once before, and the waitress gave her number. She also asked me if we were going to have sex back at my place midway through eating. And then she got back to my place and didn't even have sex with me, and she just fell asleep. And that sounds like a great date for that girl.
Oh my gosh.
Like, she,
the
like,
audacity
got
to get
hit
someone
on a
else's
date.
Number? Wow.
I mean, to be fair, she didn't ask for it. Someone just gave it to her. Like, what?
Okay.
I'm assuming she didn't like hit her up, you know? Like, that would be bad.
What if they were
that
like
would be
flirting?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, not great.
I don't
but
know. Wild.
My first date with my girlfriend, someone came over and was like, I love your outfit or something. And like, she was like, she's flirting with you. You probably get hit on all the time. And I was like, I really don't. Like, this is weird. Like, this doesn't happen to me. But like, I wouldn't say that like I was being like hit on, but like, then I was like, thank
Right.
you. But like, maybe she interpreted that as flirting. I don't know.
I
But
see. I
yeah,
see. I
so it could have
see.
been like one of those kind of situations where you're not sure. Okay,
Yeah.
so now we're getting into the more fucked up ones. So if you don't want to hear those, I would skip over this part. But this next one is, she threatened to break my windows after I told her I didn't want to be exclusive with her. And that just, you like skipped
Red
all of
flag.
the red flags. Like, I'm so glad that you told
Darkest
her
red
that you don't
flag
want to be
ever.
exclusive with her. Yeah, like I'm so glad that it hopefully was just the threat and it didn't go any further, because like, imagine if you were in a relationship with that person.
The way people react when they don't get their way says so much about them.
Damn, I was just talking to my therapist about that today.
Yeah.
It's so real. Yeah,
People
it
can
says
turn
more
into
about
just big
them
old
than,
babies, and it's like,
yeah.
hello, like the
Yeah.
world isn't always going to give you what you want. What?
Yeah, so that one was intense. And I'm
Yeah.
really glad that person didn't date them. And
Yeah.
then the last horror story that we have, also pretty horrific. This person said, came over late and her dog attacked me and sent me to the hospital. That is like, that's
Ooh.
like the caliber of like a horror story I want to hear, but also I'm very sorry, and that's traumatic as fuck and scary.
Very
And
unfortunate, yeah.
yeah, so that is definitely a horror story if I've ever heard one. That the last two especially are nightmares.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we love to get questions and hear stories. So thank you for everyone who sent them in. And if you want to hear your question on the podcast, you should either send us an email, sapphicsurvivalguide@gmail.com. You can leave us a voicemail, 724-209-8877, or you can DM us anywhere on social media. We are everywhere at Sapphic Survival Guide, except for the social media platform formerly known as Twitter, which is just at Sapphic Survival. And for all of our bonus content, go to patreon.com/sapphicsurvivalguide. And then you can follow me anywhere online at The Lee Regina, including my website, theleeregina.com. And you can listen to Hello for your Jersey Shore recaps anywhere you listen to podcasts.
And you can find me, Cheyenne, at Hot Mess Band on pretty much any social media platform. Class is now dismissed.